Welcome to Divas, Diamonds, and Dollars podcast. We empower today's lady boss who seeks whole life strategies for living their best to life. We bring you the key success principles on personal finance, leadership, and business to support you as you grow into the best version of yourself. Follow us to get ahead and succeed at a higher level. We are your hosts, Larissa Troach and
Cecilia Benford.
have you given any thought to how your habits off the clock might impact your time on the clock? I can remember a couple of instances of misbehavior when I was younger, but I outgrew that. I'm just saying, I'm aware. There is a phrase that the gurus like to use, and I don't know that I necessarily 100% agree with it, but I've heard it said many times that the way you do anything is the way you do everything. So I don't necessarily know that I believe that, but there are some bad habits that can kind of leak into the office. Do you agree with that statement, Cecilia?
I don't know. I wonder about that, but in a way, if you look at what you do, I mean, so you got me thinking already about that, and maybe yes, maybe.
That is probably a whole nother topic, but it does, every time I hear it, I'm like, it does, what's that song say? Things that make you go, right? So my question for you, dear listener, is, are you on track for reaching your business or career goals? Or have you found that your fast track to the top has been waylaid somehow? If our behaviors are not in alignment with our stated goals, it might be time to take a deeper look at the potential reasons why, or definitely look at how they may be impacting the goals we said we wanted to achieve. So, we're going to talk today a little bit about some surprising ways that your lifestyle equals your leadership style. Now, I'll have a question for you, but go ahead and get us going here.
Okay, so yeah, you got me thinking because I was just reading something recently that was kind of similar or topic related. But okay, so I think I heard two buzzwords here, two keywords, lifestyle and leadership. So I'm trying to visualize that and thinking about, maybe the most recent thing. But let me just, as you say, get us started here. So, what do you think it takes to be successful? The old adage is, are leaders born or are they, or do they have to work to that? So, a lot of times, I'm pretty sure that's what people are going to be thinking about here, but this is kind of a different tangent here. So, how must the stars align to become a great leader? Thinking about the work it takes to become a subject matter expert, and it is a lot of work. As well as a charismatic leader that people want to follow, one would have to imagine that a lot of things must go right a lot of the time. So our behaviors must be congruent with our values, or we will end up sabotaging ourselves either overtly or subconsciously. And so with that, let's talk about this, Risa, and take a deeper dive into some reasons you have not you personally, but others have not become the leader that they were meant to be.
So, we craft our podcast based on, various inputs. But you know what I didn't? I am going to throw a wrench into the works because this is an ex these are extreme examples. I'm sure possibly you've heard the about the OnlyFans platform.
OnlyFans, I have not. Share. Tell me
It's
about that.
a So, well, I will tell you what that is. And then I will ask you, do you think that if your employer finds out about it, that you should be fired? But before I tell you what that is, I will tell you the other one. Let me go ahead and finish my one thought. So OnlyFans is a platform where people are paid to do things to the camera for whoever's paying for them to perform. So it's not you're I believe I have, and as I was thinking this question, I have not heard about any men doing it, but I don't know why they couldn't. Mostly I just hear about women doing it, but yeah, so it's I've
Interesting.
heard about in the last, it must be a couple years, one or two years, so it's become popular. I even was driving down the highway one day and I saw someone with her OnlyFans link on her windshield, and I'm just like, wow, that's very thirsty. But I only tap danced around the description a little bit, but do you think that that's a fireable offense?
I'm going to stay mum on that one.
It's just so interesting. And every time I hear about or read about someone who's quote unquote gotten in trouble for that, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know. And the other quote unquote leader who's in the news all the time for his bad boy persona is Musk. And I know there was a kerfluffle over him, some things he said about his company after or during smoking marijuana, which, okay, drugs off work, how they impact on work. That's a common theme that's been, way back
True,
probably
true.
time immemorial, right? But I only just recently, this week, last week, heard something about his quote unquote prescription for ketamine. Now, the only thing I know about ketamine is that that's a horse tranquilizer. And so what could he possibly be trying to
Oh,
treat with
excuse me,
that?
it's spring, sorry.
And I was just like, oh my gosh. And so, when you're at the head of the company, you probably do have a bit more leeway than if you were working for the company. But I mean, and those are really two really extreme examples, but I hope they've given you some thought about, as I said, the topic du jour, how your off hours impact your time on hours.
Yes, I mean I do believe they do though. I will say that much for sure. And it does make me think differently about a person based on what they do in their off hours. It does.
Which, again, with these topics that are just flowing through my head today, I'm somewhat overstimulated because I'm also taking a training on implicit bias. And I was like, wow. And I cannot wait to print that out so I can make additional notes. But that's a very impactful training that everyone should be required to take.
True.
Anywho, 10 bad habits at home make you a bad leader. Okay, we're back. We're back. While there isn't necessarily a direct correlation, if you will, if you are not aware of your actions, you can find yourself on autopilot and may end up bringing some bad habits to work. Such as, this is so basic, poor time management. This is an easy one. Now, you don't want to be a clock watcher or tied to your calendar 24/7. However, it is so easy for time to get away from you if you're not careful. The busier you are, the more important it is to manage your time well at home and definitely at work. I turned off my computer at 9:30 yesterday. That's not good, Riri. So schedule all the things, but leave some space in between activities so you're not maxed out and harried, if you will. So pencil in time for household management that does take more time than you think and money. Why does it cost everything? Everything costs. A pencil in time for social life and, of course, self-care. So, like I said, I think we're probably more conscious of our time when we're in the office. And when we get home, we're kind of like, just let live. But that's a little fluid. And you do want to spend some time managing your time off the clock as well. So you get more out of your life. That's really the point. Not to make you a clock watcher. Now, another one that I think is critical, and I think this impacts people probably the older you get, lack of outside interests. When you're at work, it's all work all the time. It's about all anyone wants to talk about. And sometimes I'm like, do you know any other conversation? But, lack of outside interest. And so I will tell you that sometimes when I'm a little swamped at work and really feeling it, when I'm tempted to slip into woe is me mode, I remind myself how important it is to have a life outside of the office. Because I think it provides, I don't use the word balance, but it makes everything more bearable because you have things to look forward to. So again, not speaking of balance, but more about being well-rounded. When you have things to look forward to after hours, you're less stressed because good times, I think, kind of offsets the headache. And so think about ways to brighten your day. such as hobbies. Gotta have a hobby, gotta have something that you're interested in. Now, mine get me in trouble because I love nesting. Always making a cozy, comfortable, attractive home. That's my favorite pastime. But definitely learning and curiosity. I am a very curious little chicken. I don't know where that word came from. I was trying to match it. But I am interested, and I think that that helps me make me a slightly better conversationalist. I don't know everything, but I do have an opinion. I have a lot of opinions. And then you can even look at volunteerism. How can you get involved in your community, or what do you call that? A charity of your own, but you again, just something else besides the jobby job is what I'm trying to get to. Makes you well-rounded and more interesting and kind of more engaged, I think, all around. Now, what we spoke of kind of in the beginning, that self-medicating and because I recently read an article of, frankly, we're talking about lifestyle this whole month. So it was about things that poor people, if you will, spend money on that the rich don't. And saying that out loud is not exactly true because the rich folks over there are getting in trouble too. But for example, in this case, the author spoke about the ways poor people deal with stress, if you will, such as drinking or maybe recreational drugs or smoking. These are all very expensive habits that can get in the way of wealth creation. So be aware of that for sure. But again, if the self-medicating is having an impact on the jobby job, that is where you want to look at those impacts. And we already know a little bit much in the partying, and I was young once, okay? Movies frequently have a character about who comes to work hungover or wearing the same clothes they wore yesterday because they were up all night long. Now, these bags under my eyes suggest that I have been up. That's just tossing and turning. I was not out partying last night, okay? But those are some extreme examples. It's true, but don't be that person because you will not be at your best self if you are hungover or not rested. So, I mean, these are the most basic things, but I can guarantee you, and I don't guarantee much, but they will definitely have an impact on your jobby job, on how you are at work because they're draining. And how are we gonna fix that? What do you think about that?
Well, you're giving me a lot to think about. So, leadership, I believe, truly is a whole person undertaking. I have felt that way for a very long time. And so the question then becomes, well, how do you live your life slash leadership out loud, right? So you have mentioned a couple things, self-medicating, getting engaged, having a life outside of, whatever that inner circle is. And one of the things, there are a lot of talking heads today about kind of, there's not enough talk in my mind about leadership, which is why I like to talk about it. But there's a lot of talk about the person being, maybe your own boss or just being your best self or people transitioning because you can transform yourself from what maybe your habits were before. So with that being said, I would say that the first thing is that your overall lifestyle needs to fill you with a sense of purpose and commitment. And, and sometimes it needs to be joy. If you're not, sense of purpose and contentment is good, but I think you need that. You know what? When I wake up in the morning, I'm feeling excited. I'm anticipating. I'm ready to arrange my day to bring my best self to work. So I believe, so in my mind, there's a scientific link to that. So, sometime again, I get a little concerned that people are just talking, but the For millions of years, it has been said, evolutionary speaking, that unpredictability and uncertainty is really tantamount to danger. And so we have a leader like that today. By the same token, I hate to call him a leader, and I'm, name that person, she'll go nameless. But think about unpredictability and uncertainty tantamount to danger. So there are plenty. So with that being said, let's talk about routine. It is my routine to be intentional. So intentional might mean that I want to veg out. But if I, for me, Cecilia, that's a very rare thing.
I know. I just like, oh, you made me sit up and look when you heard when you said that. You do not know how
I
to speak.
mean, even sometimes I might even be planning that's what I'm gonna do, but you're not likely to see me slip into that habit on an everyday. Maybe, some people do it like on Sundays or maybe on Fridays, but the real bottom line to that is that's not gonna help you in the long run. And so, there is something to be said about, routines. And but guess what? If you get so there's intentional about planning your days and getting moving, or, taking care of your home, taking care of yourself and your family, because many have to do that. And but you want some fun in that, and your day should be, the simple pleasures when you're not at work. Don't be working all the time. I believe that definitely makes for a dull purpose person. And so if you are so routine and so stable that, scientifically, again, you're not going to grow, right? And that's what we always talk about. You're not going to be learning something new necessarily. And old ways, as this is an old adage, I don't know where this comes from, won't open new doors. So staying in your comfort zone really can restrict you. And so moving that to my next point is about getting engaged. No, we're not talking about a marriage proposal. Hey, a lot of single ladies out there, we're talking to the single ladies too. But we do mean brush up on your skills. And Risa, you often talk about that, but I truly believe that I need to read magazines and newspapers, some news outlet, but be careful what you read because I don't know how these news outlets find you. I mean, I have more than I want to ever think about. I get these emails and I've learned which ones have certain headlines and I know to stay away from them. Delete, delete, delete. I don't want to see negative. That's not doing anything for you, right? But getting engaged is so beneficial because you're getting connected. Now, it may be a charity or you are a volunteer where you pay it forward. And so, if that is indeed the case, you really can learn new skills, learn time management, because all of a sudden you're thrust into this. Oh, wow. I'm currently doing that right now, and it's taking a lot of time, and I am having to kind of figure out some things. Don't let the administration take over the joy, for example, right? Don't let me lose my purpose. And so, get a life, get involved. I just look at people, and sometimes I just can't imagine my life being like some people's lives that I see. And so I think we all know it's best socially, our social way of getting involved. And there's, again, you don't necessarily have to be around people. You can do it electronically, but it kind of helps to get out sometimes and see people face to face. It is so it's just very different. I mean, don't, when you go to a concert or a museum, first of all, when you're doing that, you become that like-minded person. And isn't it great to have a conversation with somebody? I don't even, well, no, this is probably a little bit too a little bit controversial. Somebody shared a situation a couple of days ago, and they said, "Wow, I can't believe blah blah blah," but yet these people are just so very nice. And I thought, and I had to reflect on that even though things can seem one way because of certain views, but when it brings out people being kind and talking to one another, we need to focus on that part. So that's about getting a life. And so I've been challenged to become a better thinker because I'm working now with a lot of new people, and I'm trying to, figure out one, how they think, how I can best communicate with them, how to solve the problem of, gathering data and making it easy to share. And sometimes it's a little bit of a conundrum for me, I must admit, but I'm working on it. And so the positive side is the purpose is positive. The purpose is positive. Now, let me go back a little bit to routines to tie this up about leadership and the whole person undertaking. So as a leader, so I am charged with leading a Bible study, and I hope nobody listens to this and takes this unkindly, but I knew that I got folders together, I got material together, even got some candy together. I was putting everything together the night before, because I know that it takes me time in the morning. And so I had to get up. I knew I needed to get up earlier than I normally get up, an hour earlier. I needed to be, I wanted to be in place early, again, an hour early. And I know that I needed a full, for me, I needed a full breakfast because I knew it was going to be a while before I ate. I prepared things at night, medicine, what's the word, supplements. I laid out stuff at night. I got stuff together at night because at the back of my mind, the least little thing can happen and your schedule's off. So what I found was when the women all got together, some early, some late, I remember a lady saying, "Oh, this is going to be a challenge for me because I'm not an early person," but bless her heart, she was there. And then just looking around to see how women interacted with one another, to see, what we needed to do. I got name tags, did special name tags for, like some of us, like, or these name tags. But again, it's preparation. So for me, that's my whole person undertaking. That's what I see as a leader. I should exhibit these sorts of things. And because I heard somebody, I noticed somebody was sneezing or something. I said, "Oh, your allergies are bothering you." And they said, "Well, yeah, but I didn't get to take my medicine. I usually take my medicine when I eat, but I didn't eat." So it's all of that. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's the whole person undertaking to be my best self, to serve others, to lead others. And what I have found that it helps me to do is to be observant about others, right? I think that's really important as a leader. When you think about your own habits, it helps you observe some others and how to best help them. So I want to just close this little segment. Leadership is a whole person undertaking. And so I just want to read some quotes. Here's one by Trevor Noah. If you've never listened to Trevor Noah, I love Trevor Noah. He can say funny things without it being, such a harpoon or negative. This is very easy. Comfort can be dangerous. Comfort provides a floor, but also a ceiling. I think that's pretty cool. I'm like, Dale Carnegie said, if you want to conquer fear, because sometimes people are thrust in a leadership position, but they still have that feeling of I'm not worthy.
Imposter
And
syndrome.
so, yeah, yes, exactly. Do not sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy. Absolutely. Lao Tzu, TZU, how would you? I think that's pronounced. When I let go of what I am, I become what I might be. I really like that too. So here's the last one. The only thing was, as I was looking for, but I was looking for short quotes too. I would have preferred more women quotes, but so in case anybody knows, these are all men, because I always notice those things like that. But women have so much to do, but I think these are applicable no matter what. Don't fear failure so much that you refuse to try new things, right? Reason we always talk about that, right? The saddest summary of a life contains three descriptions: could have, might have, and should have. That's by Louis E. Boone. Louis E. Boone. So with that, lifestyle. These lifestyle habits may seem unrelated to what you do at work, but I really hope between what Larissa has said and what I've said, you know that's not true. How you really aren't two people. You are one person. And so treat yourself as one person and be your best. You want your lifestyle to be your leadership style. You want your leadership style to be your lifestyle. It's a way of life. So think about the most successful people that you know, who you see on the screen or read about. They are not one-dimensional, and neither are we. So as a mompreneur, or a lady boss. My sister gave me my lady boss. She gave me a luggage tag. And I, of course, which I still have on my, well, it's on my backpack because when I'm walking around, it's there. So I just like that. Somebody else that I know, and if I say what phrase she uses, everybody will know who I'm talking about. I don't particularly like her phrase. I wish she would use a different one, but she means lady boss, but she just uses a different term. So consider which of these habits do you need to adjust: time management, outside interests. I'm pretty sure we're all involved in some way. Sometime outside interest, people think surfing on the net is that. I'm kind of inclined to say no, it isn't. But choose the most critical area and take action on that today. We always got an action for you, so that's it. All right, Larissa, what shall we do next?
Well, I will just say that I think that's a fun conversation, and it will, I think, I'm pretty sure we'll still be thinking about that after this episode's end, because there are some thoughts to take away in there. So, just a quick reminder, of course, the best way to support us is to share this episode with a friend, and I think there's some meat worthy of sharing. Subscribe today, and our new episodes will download automatically, and you never have to miss out. That's so important. And of course, next week we are getting into your pocketbook. We're going to help you earn more. We will be spending some quality time talking about income diversification. Make sure to check us out. And with that, my darlings, see you next week. Cheers.